In personal finance, inflation is one of the most important things that most people neglect or ignore. Inflation kills our money, and that's the reality. Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vora, and in today's podcast, I will be going to discuss each and everything that you need to know regarding inflation. What is inflation? What are the disadvantages of inflation? And all these things. So without any further ado, let's get started. Now let us start this podcast with the meaning of inflation. The declination of purchasing power of any given currency is simply called inflation. Does it sound complicated? Let me simplify. If you are listening to this podcast from a developed country, then go back to 20 years of period and consider that what were the products you used to purchase for $1,000 then, and for the same amount what can you purchase at the moment, which is 2021. Previously, let's say before 20 years of period, the value of $1,000 was huge. You can purchase a lot of things using $1,000, and if we talk about 2021, there is a decline in the value of $1,000. So this is what we call inflation. And if you are listening to this podcast in developing nation, you just need to go back 10 years and look what are the things you need, you can purchase, let's say for 10,000 rupees in 2010, and compare it with 2021 or 2020, you will get the answer, because the value of rupee has gone down significantly during the period of 10 years. As India is a developing nation, the inflation rate is high, and that is why the currency also depreciates. That is why over the long period of time, your purchasing power goes down due to inflation. Here, purchasing power means what were the products you used to purchase 10 years ago will not be the same amount, will not be available for the same amount in after 10 years. You have to pay a lot more for the same amount that you used to purchase 10 years ago. This is what we simply understand the meaning of inflation. Now let us understand this financial term with examples, because without understanding examples, it would be difficult to understand what is the meaning of inflation. So in the United States, the price of milk in 1997 was $5, and in 2021, the price of milk is $7.48. So the inflation rate of milk is 1.69%. The same amount of milk that American used to purchase in 1997 is now costing him $7.48. Now let's take another example. If we talk about gas, in 1997, in the United States, the prices of gas was nearly $20. And if we talk about today, in 2021, the price of gas in the United States is nearly $42.66. So here, the inflation rate is 3.21%. That simply means that the same amount of gas you used to have in 1997, now you will have to pay $42.66 in 2021 due to 3.21% of inflation. Now that was about just two things regarding inflation rate and the products and services that we discussed so far. And if we talk about India, the price of milk in 1997 was 7 rupee for 500 milligram of milk, and right now when I'm recording this podcast, the price of milk of 500 ml is nearly 33 rupees. So you can see the massive jump in prices. It is nearly 5 times in just 24 years. Now you may think that why there is a huge difference between inflation rate in India and the United States. As we just discussed that the inflation rate in the United States was nearly 1 to 3%, and if we talk about the developing countries like India, the inflation rate ranges from 4 to 7%. It happens because the currency of developed nations are stronger than developing nations. Majority of the world trade are done by developed nations like the United States of America, Germany, France, UK, Australia, China. Also we can consider as a developed nation because their GDP per capita is really good. Australia, Germany, Qatar, Kuwait, and all these countries have a stronger currency compared to developing nation. This is one of the reasons why their purchasing power remains strong despite the inflation rate, which is nearly 2 to 3%. Now if we talk about the average inflation rate in developed countries and developing countries, the average inflation rate in developed countries remains most of the time below 2%. That simply means the value of dollar, euro, Australian dollar, Canadian dollar will not go down more than 2%. That is the good thing. And that is the reason why for the shorter period of time, let's say for 5 to 6 years, the inflation doesn't matter the most for the people who live in developed nations. And if we talk about developing nations, there is a huge difference. In the countries like India, Brazil, Vietnam, Bangladesh, and all these developing nations, the inflation rate, the average inflation rate remains from 4% to 7%. That means the value of currency in developing nation goes down at least 4 to 7% in a year. And that is simply huge because the purchasing power goes down to 4 to 7% every year is really massive. And as the inflation rate in developed countries are lower, the inflation rate remains lower because of the fundamental of a country is really good. They have a good gold reserve. They are filled with natural resources and all such things. These countries become richer and richer, and if we talk about developing nations, these countries take a lot of time to become a wealthy nation because they have a high inflation rate, they are not politically stable, they might not have rich natural resources to sell to the world. Due to inflation, the value of the country's currency goes down significantly every year. So this is why developing nations take a lot of time to become rich. And on the other hand, developed countries like the United States, Germany, France, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and all these countries become richer and richer because they have a control over inflation rate. Now you may have a question that why can't we simply reduce our inflation rate, and does it really make sense if we manage to reduce our inflation rate? Well, when it comes to developing nations like India, there should be inflation rate of 4 to 6%. The inflation rate indicates demand in the market. The prices of goods and services increase every year. That shows that people are buying the products. People are continuously buying the products, and there is a demand in the market as well, and it is good for the economy as well. But it is not good for the personal finance. If you do not manage to beat the inflation rate, it can harm your personal finances terribly. And that is why in the next podcast, I will be going to talk about how you can beat the inflation rate and create wealth for the long run. So from today's podcast, if you manage to learn new things regarding inflation rate, then feel free to share it with others and let them know that what are the inflation rate, what are the differences in inflation rate in developed countries and developing countries. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.